Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our epistle lesson from Ephesians chapter 6. Well, someone was riding their bike the other day. Car came up behind the bicyclist and hit them. People who were driving the car got out, saw his wallet there on the road, went over to his billfold, took out the cash, put it back on the road, drove off. Someone the other day in the city got pushed off the tracks there in the subway. Body of a young man was found the other day. Police identified the young man. They made an arrest. Shootings are happening across the country, like what happened in Las Vegas. Terrorist incidents around the world. And people wonder about these things. Folks ask, how can this be? Why do all of these things happen? Well, Paul gives us a clue in our epistle lesson today. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. What you are seeing are the schemes of the devil being played out in the world. Paul says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Okay? The devil is real. He's out there. He's out there sending his own demons out there, running errands for him. And what's his chief method? Well, he likes to create division. He likes to create strife, okay? He wants people to harm one another. Well, and race could be the divider, could be politics, could be religion, could be all kinds of things. He can work on whole people groups at one time, or he can work as on small of a unit as a family. He can work on a husband and wife, parents and children. But while our adversary is real, okay, and is very active, as we see today, God provides protection for us. And that's what Paul is speaking about here this morning. God provides us armor in which we can stand firm in the days in which we live. Now, if you go back to Isaiah chapter 59, beginning at the 17th verse, you would find God putting on armor, okay, getting ready to do battle. This is the same kind of armor that Paul is talking about this morning. Let's see what God uses and what he provides for us. What does he give us? A helmet, a breastplate, belt, shoes, shield. Okay, that's all for protection. And then he gives us one weapon, a sword to fight with. Now, all of those things are important this morning, but I want to focus on just one of those today, the shoes. Now, in our society, shoes are important. Now, if you were to go into a department store, for instance, you would find that perhaps one gender finds shoes more important than the other, just depending on the display that you have there. All right? Some folks have one closet just devoted for shoes. Okay? It's out there. And why do we have shoes? Well, you know, you've got to make sure that you're looking nice and make sure that those shoes match well with what you're wearing, all those kinds of things. That's important. But other times, it is to protect your feet. Now, there are special shoes for the restaurant industry, for all those folks there that are working back there in the kitchen, you know, perhaps on greasy floors, that they can be able to stand. And for other people, it might be, well, they might have steel plate in the bottom of the shoes. Construction workers, for instance, right? So when they're walking around there, they're not going to step on a nail, and if they do, it hits that steel plate, no big deal. Or it could be steel-toed shoes, protect your toes. Cowboy boots, right, where they come to a nice point. Why? That's so that they can sit there and slip their feet into the stirrups very easily. Or it might be something else. It might be athletes, all right? They have special shoes that they need, whether it be on track or playing on a field. The point being here is that good shoes provide you with firm footing. And firm footing means steady feet. Feet ready for battle. Now, going into battle, soldier needs good shoes or perhaps boots as it is. Where? Good shoes for a soldier are important. Now, Paul's audience there would be very familiar with the Roman soldier. Okay? All the equipment that he described there is what a Roman soldier would have. Right? And good shoes, in particular, were very important to the Roman army. In fact, many of those who had shoes had nail studs in the bottom of them to make sure that they had good traction when they're going out to battle. Now, what kind of footwear did Paul say the believer has as a part of their equipment? He says this, "Shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace." What kind of soldier wears peace for shoes? Think about that. Paul is talking about the gospel of peace. Peace with whom? Peace with God. And where do we hear about such peace? Well, we hear about such peace when folks talk about Jesus, when it is preached, when it is taught. Here at church, where all the focus is all about Jesus. And why do we need peace? Well, the devil was the one back in Genesis, okay? He's the serpent there. And if you want verification of all that, go to chapter 12, verse 9, and there's your answer. He is the one who created division back in God's creation. He brought temptation into the world. People sinned. Sin makes you an enemy of God. Sin keeps you separated from God. And God did not want this situation to be permanent. So God did something about it. If you go to John's first letter, chapter 3, he says this, "The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." Now Jesus did that by laying down his life on the cross. What the devil thought was a victory at the cross turned out to be his ultimate defeat. Jesus earned forgiveness of sins. And you and I who believe in Jesus Christ have forgiveness of sins. No longer are we divided from God. We are at peace with Him. And that gives us hope. And our hope is the victory of eternal life. Now contrast that with the devil. He knows that his time is short. He knows that hell was prepared for him and his angels. He's mad about that. And he wants to take as many people as possible with him. And that's why he creates division in the world. And makes war against God. The devil schemes to get people to blame God for the problems that are in the world. And the truth is this, the devil is the one who creates the problem. That is what Paul is addressing here in speaking about spiritual warfare. And so what keeps us stable in the midst of that battle? Well, a firm foundation built on Jesus. Shoes of peace. Okay, our firm foundation is built on that peace, peace with God, the peace that Jesus earned for us. Now, what is peace's power in our life? Think about that for a moment. What is peace's power in our life? It's love and forgiveness. We have that. Forgiveness puts to rest division. Love shown to an enemy is what the Lord wants us to do. That love and forgiveness is what a marriage needs. Love and forgiveness is what a family needs. And how are we going to know about such things? Well, we must be taught. Our Old Testament lesson addresses that here this morning, where it says, "Make them known to your children and your children's children." That's why we need to focus on Bible study here at church. Okay? Make sure your kids are in Sunday school to learn about the peace that Jesus brings. Make sure your kids and grandkids learn about the love God has for us. And it just doesn't stop there with children. We too as adults need to know that too. We need to learn about it. Jesus gives us our foundation. The faith that God gives us is our shield against the devil's attacks. The belt that he speaks about, well, that helps us keep all the equipment that God gives to us in one place. And what is that belt? Well, that's the belt of truth. And the truth is this, Jesus is our Savior. Now, our God also provides us a helmet of salvation. Salvation means this, everlasting life. So that helmet is the fact that we have everlasting life. You see, we are covered from head to toe. We are protected. But what else does God provide us? A sword. It is for protection, and it is a weapon. You see, the sword of the Spirit is God's word. We can disarm the devil's schemes by using the truth. What is that? Well, we can stop strife with forgiveness, pointing others back to Jesus. Forgiveness is so important. Remember a few years ago, I think it was about 3 years ago or so, there was the shooting at a church down in Charleston, South Carolina. Okay, 9 people were killed. But was there any kind of violence afterwards? Was there any kind of trouble? No, there wasn't. No violent protests after the shooting. Why? Because all the families got together and they forgave the shooter. Think about that. When they have forgiveness there, anger ceases. It removes a source of division. Sure, there was justice for the shooter, okay? We do follow laws. But the fact of the matter is again, that forgiveness overcomes anger. And if you stand firm in Jesus and his forgiveness, the devil will flee from you. It's all about standing firm. Now, when I was in high school, I used to throw the javelin. Can't say that I was very good at it, all right? It's just one of those things that I did. But one thing that's incredibly important when you're throwing the javelin there is to be able to stop there in the grass, okay, and plant your feet so that you can throw that spear. Now, that meant he needed good shoes. Tennis shoes are not good on grass, all right? You're going to slip and fall, okay? Football cleats, baseball cleats, those kinds of things. Those, too, aren't particularly good when you're wanting to stop right there and plant your feet. So what'd you need? Well, I went out and bought javelin boots. Javelin boots are high-top track shoes. And what makes them unique about that is the fact that all the cleats on the bottom, right there in the front of your foot and in your heel, have 1-inch spikes. So when you're running down the field there, okay, and you got to stop right there before the toe bar so you don't scratch. So when you plant your feet, those 1-inch spikes drive right into the ground and you stop to give you the leverage to throw that spear. You see, God gives us the right shoes to stand firm in the day of evil. The gospel of peace. The peace that is our in bad days and our good days. For that peace is for you and your children and for all who are far off. That peace is for everyone. So make sure that you stand firm in it. And that's why you need to teach that to your children. Make sure that you know it as well. Encourage everyone to learn it, whether it be in Sunday school, here in worship, or in your own personal Bible study. And then take what you've learned and stand firm. Firm on that peace. In fact, just don't stand firm on it. Declare to everyone that Jesus Christ is our peacemaker. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.